The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So maybe I tend to underestimate how much joy I'm going to feel when when I see all of these good mornings, all the good mornings and the reports from all these locations. I'm streaming to you from a different place than before. Now I'm nestled in this foggy valley, just north of Santa Cruz at IRC, Insight Retreat Center. Very happy to be here doing this. And I'm unsure about the connection. So we'll see if the bandwidth holds up. If it drops off, we'll just get to meditate. Very happy to be with you. As I heard Rhonda McGee put it, good moment. Not good morning, good afternoon, good night. She just said good morning, good moment. So the way I think about our purpose in coming together for these sittings and dharmats is to gather as a sangha, together as a community, and to practice together and have some time to prioritize the Buddhist teachings, feeding them into our lives, reflecting on them, working with them together as a community. So we can learn for ourselves how we want to live well, how we want to live peacefully and dharmically. So the theme I've chosen for the week is the Buddhist teachings on compassion. And why is that? One of my Zen teachers frequently encourages me to give the talk you need to hear. And when I asked myself, I thought, oh, what would be nourishing this week? The Buddhist teachings on compassion. I hope you find it nourishing too. So let's start with a sitting. We'll start with a sort of sitting that I hope will care for these hearts of ours that I think for many of us that really want to wish well for this ailing world. And as much as we would like to give and give endlessly, sometimes the heart needs some rest. So our focus for this morning will be rest. We'll do some grounding and balancing at the beginning of this meditation, and then we'll move into the breathing and then scan the body, so that bit by bit we can relax, bit by bit. So let's find our way into the meditation posture. Reclining or sitting. Turning back to this felt body. Prioritizing that aware connection with the body. Maybe taking a few deep breaths. And feeling the steadying influence of the breathing. Or maybe starting with the ears. Letting the sounds call us back here. As we prioritize and tune in to this body, this one precious body, inclining the mind to notice its groundedness, maybe the ways that it's solid. Supported, supported, firm, steady. If this isn't the experience of your body in this moment. Maybe there's some small place in the body. Maybe the soles of the feet. Maybe the sitting base. Or some of the bones. That are just resting with gravity. Balanced, grounded. Staying connected to the body in this way. The next invitation is to bring some bit of focus to the breathing, especially the exhale. Letting the inhale come in naturally on its own time. And then you can experiment with the exhale just being slightly longer than natural. Just enough to cue the body to relax. A little bit of emphasis on the exhale, relaxing this body. Grounding the body. Inviting relaxation with the exhale. If just this is for you this morning, afternoon, evening, if it's nourishing, please continue. And if you would like to follow along with the next invitation, you're welcome to do that. And this will be to bring attention to the body section by section. To notice if there's any tension that's easy to release. And giving permission in a way. For this tension to rest. You can do this in your own way, at your own pace. It may be the whole head and neck attending to this. Any obvious tension, release. One shoulder and the whole arm. And release. The other shoulder and arm. Release. The whole torso and back. Release. One leg from the hip to the toes. Relaxing. And the other leg. Release. And you're invited to continue in your own way. Giving this body permission to rest. in the last minutes of this sitting. Feeling free to let go of any effort in these activities we're doing. To sense and appreciate any relaxation that's come, any feeling of rest. And if the sense of rest hasn't come just now, may the seeds of rest be planted for the future. May all beings everywhere know the deep rest of clear knowing and release. May all beings be well.